One. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Woman's Egg. Yeah, I think I'm going to literally, like, we did more Lafferty, and I did a little singing and a little bopping of my head. Okay, honestly, I'm going to tell y'all a joke. I don't dance. And it's a joke because, you know, stereotypically, big old black people can dance. That is not me. I don't know why. The dancing gene just skipped over me. I got somebody else's genes. I don't know whose genes are the non-dancing genes, but that's what I have. Anyway, I think, as long as I'm here by myself, because there's no date, that we should do dancing. I want to be the literary dancing show now. So here we go. Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Woman's Cave. Woman's Cave! Woman's Cave! Yes, this should be dancing. Because I should rejoice in the fact that oh, by the way, my name's Winona. I forgot that almost. I was sitting there thinking, don't forget to introduce yourself. And then I went, what's my name again? I think that's my 2 minutes of banter. That time is up. Woohoo! We're on to moving to something we actually did that was worthwhile. We wrote books, you guys. And when I say we, it would be normally Winona and then Jade. But you know what Jade has decided? Let me tell you what Jade has decided. Jade has decided that on every Friday is when she's actually going to shoot for the show. So, a docu-series and her alone scenes are shot on Friday now. Which means I'm stuck in studio. And only half the staff will show up if I'm here. I think they say, I wonder if it's because I'm narcissistic. I think they're prejudiced against narcissists. I think that's what it really is. I'm sorry. I'm trying to say that with a straight face. I really did. Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, we wrote books. First one is "And I Thought Divorce Was Bad," and I'm not saying the whole title, so because you know, if you left the group, you right for your whole title is And I thought being grown up was easy, and I thought I could juggle it all because hey, when you have your own business, you think you can, and then you learn you can't. And I thought I did my journey alone. This is Jade's favorite book. It's good, but it's, I mean, for Jade, it's like 5 out of 5. For me, it's a good 4.5. That have fun. It's me after all. And I all thought he or she was the one, and then we found out that they weren't, but did you still see so? And then we have our new hold on, I'm gonna find that word. It's funny. Theory! New theory! Yeah, it was just me and Lexus. And Kay. Yeah, I did say a lot of and. Anyway, it's a shit, guys. A fast way that leads to Crooked Footprint, that leads Crooked Footprint, and then my favorite book. Yes, drum roll, please. Anybody want to play a drum? No. Okay, never mind then. We have the Mystic Guys, Cocktails, Quarries, and the LDD. So this one is a cocktail that doubles as a life guide. So in case, you know, our steps don't work and you fail, or you succeed, either or in the middle, make a cocktail. Enjoy it anyway. I disappeared for a moment. My bad. I'm back. And composed. Moving up straight. Okay, yeah, there. Okay. So we have, and I thought the workbook. That's for if you want to start a business, or you want to get over a traumatic experience, or you want to boost your own self-esteem. Because, hey, if a narcissist wrote in it, you know it's going to boost your self-esteem. And then we are the editors of the 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates. Yes, this is what, again, Gabe Stevie. He is so sexy. No doctor, no attorney. Okay, next. Moving on. You can find everything we do, including our docu-series on Amazon and at andwethought.com. Okay, Jade normally does introductions. So for the until we are finished being... introductions are going to be weird and awkward, and it's just going to be myself. And I'm not quite sure how to explain that, but you guys figure it out. Send me some comments. I'll try to make it better. Anyway, you can find everything we do at andwethought.com. Please, you guys, make sure to check out our Thoughtful Book Festival August 31st coming out. Get your tickets for the Writer's Retreat in Las Vegas, because you need to party in Vegas with us. That'll be October 10th and 11th, and I think that's everything. So, the guest. Yeah, wonderful guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Willow. Thank you very much for inviting me. My name is Deborah Almer, And I do quite a few things all around poetry. I'm the emergency poet. I drive a vintage ambulance, 1970s ambulance, around the UK, prescribing poetry to people to make them feel better. I dress up as a doctor, and I have a nurse first with me, and it's slightly odd. The other thing I do is I edit poetry anthologies, and I've just had my first collection published a couple of weeks ago. So those three things.
Okay, I'm sorry. She said she just had her first one published, but in the pre-discussion, we were talking about how her part of her anthology won an Tabatou Award, so I'm upset that you get to win an award before you publish. That's just not even fair.
It's an award for editing. It was the best anthology of 2018, and I edited the hashtag MeToo poetry anthology, which has been quite successful here in the UK. I don't think there is one in the US yet. Probably there will be, but I have some American poets in the book as well.
Okay, wait a second. You said it's for the hashtag MeToo?
It's the hashtag MeToo poetry anthology. Its subtitle is Rallying Against Sexual Assault and Harassment, and all the poems are by women from all over the world talking about sexual harassment, from early poems being aware of the male gaze through to more serious things, rape, children born of rape, and then poems of recovery and resolution as well. It's a good book. We won the award.
It sounds like an amazing book. We should do something together. Our first book deals with emotional abuse. So, like, at the end of the show, I'll talk about the charities that we proudly support. And most of them are, like, shelters. And then we support a child abuse charity. It helps survivors. But that one's over in the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, all the proceeds for the book went to something called Women's Aid, which is a domestic abuse charity. So it was all for charity.
Oh, nice. All right. So, y'all, we're about to get to logistics. So, okay, I want to interview them. Can you make that happen?
Interview Women's Aid? I'm not sure I can make that happen. They just gratefully received the money, but I don't have anything to do with them. I'm sure they'd be happy to. But yeah, they support lots of women's refuges in this country. And when I was a few years back, I needed to know that they were there. I had my own Me Too experiences about 7 or 8 years ago. So they were there for me, although I didn't actually pack up my children and go, but I nearly did.
Wow. I was so hoping to have a light interview today, so I'm so sorry.
Let's talk about emergency poet instead of the hashtag Me Too.
Let's talk about her in 1 second.
What have you got in there?
Brandy?
I've got a glass of water.
A water within the other glass.
That's not fair.
It's okay. No, I'm happy because Jade normally takes this with her. She'd be like, or she'll fill it with water. She has another one filled with water. I was like, what is that? How is this supposed to help me get through an interview? It's refreshing. How did you come up with this idea of an ambulance for poetry for people?
It's a kind of combination. I was working with people with dementia in care homes using poetry to help them feel better and change their mood. And I was also sharing poems over a kitchen table with a friend with a broken heart. But the main thing is that I was looking to buy, I was a single parent and out of this difficult relationship, and was looking on eBay to buy a camper van, a cheap thing. I thought I'd go off and sleep in it, you know, go off on the road. and I saw an ambulance for sale and decided to buy it. Just, and my friends were all saying, no, Deb, don't do it, but I did it. So I bought the ambulance, and the whole idea came really from the ambulance. And it's a bit, it's a piece of theatre. I'm dressed up. There's someone dressed up. There's a pharmacy under an awning, and then there are bottles of pills. And inside the pills are tiny little poems wrapped up for different kind of ailments, from internet addiction to broken heart. There's even poetry Viagra.
There's poetry Viagra?
Yeah.
Guys, if you're listening to this, you need to contact her, because there's nothing like a well-written poem to be Viagra.
Yeah.
Not for you, Pop. Oh my God. But you need to stop by. So, and now you did the theater thing. Now you have your real book coming out. How do you feel? And how long did it take you to get those poems in the places that you wanted them to be? To order your poems?
Oh, what, the order of the poems in the book, you mean? How did I decide the order? That's really hard, because you just... I'm really pleased to have the collection. Since I was 7, I've wanted to have my own book. I'm very old, so it's taken me a long time, 54 years, to have my own collection. The order in the book was quite difficult, because you kind of want to make it, because it's quite a personal collection, so I kind of wanted to go, well, this happened, then this happened, then this happened. But I have a really good editor, and they've come out, it's a bit like a kind of woman looking back on her life, and looking, as you do, kind of remembering little bits, and then going forwards and backwards, so... It was quite a difficult thing to do, but fun. So have you got a collection?
And then the one of us, how did you go from the ambulance to the writing? How do you feel now?
I was always writing. I've always been writing. I've been writing for a long time, but I think I'm a better reader than I was a writer, you know. So it's taken me a long time. That's why I was quite confident about putting an anthology together of other people's work, but not so confident about putting my own work out there. It feels much more vulnerable, your own writing. It's fine being up there promoting other people's work, because it's something, or even the emergency poet, because it's something for other people. But when it's your own writing, it's quite hard to be that vulnerable, because poetry quite often is that quiet, private part of yourself. So yeah, that was quite odd, actually.
I will discuss experiences once we get off the show, because I was about to be like, look, let me talk about me now. Oh, no. I'm not doing that. So anyway, was being an editor, did it help at all when you were writing and thinking about possibly where you wanted to put them? I know you said you have your own editor, because it's kind of difficult when it's your own work. But when you were thinking about it at first, like, oh, when you were writing a poem, you're like, oh, this will match perfectly with another poem. Did the editor and you help?
I think the editor and me helped shape the poems, you know, to actually finish them, to tidy them up, to think about a reader, and not just whether I was pleased with them, but to imagine the reader. Having an editor to look at your work and not you on your own is really valuable. So I felt really privileged to be able to have that much attention. So that was really nice. But yeah, being an editor of other people's work certainly helps you write better, I think. But I didn't write the book imagining a collection. I think with people's first collection, it's often looking at what you've already got. But now I've had that, now I'm thinking about the next collection maybe as a whole book, you know, so you have a kind of idea of the book. When you're writing before, you're just kind of pulling things together. Have you had a collection? Have you had a collection published?
I've been writing since I was 10, and the first thing that's ever been published was a poem. So I've been a poet for amount of years. But yeah, I have a few poem I have a few poetry collections. A lot of them are right here. Quite a bit of it is right there for me. Some of it was actually ghost written by me. But, then I also put these together. So all 10 of these books are, the poetry is ordered the way I felt was fit to order them. So I'm kind of like the editor for Iron Anthologies.
Yeah.
Every time I'm the one who puts it together. I'm the one who picks the things. I'm the one who, to answer your question, I guess so. I don't have one with just my name on it. That would be kind of cool. But then I feel that's kind of, too much. Way too much. I mean, I average around 60 poems a week if I'm in a poetry writing mood.
No!
So.
That's such a lot.
No. Yeah. I've done 107 days and still lived a life.
I write really slowly. Actually, I wrote a lot when my heart was broken, and then I kept writing and writing, but I find it more difficult now. You know, now I'm contented and lazy. It's harder to write. So what are you writing about? You're kind of angry sounding titles there. What do you write about?
Do you actually want to hear a poem?
Yes, I do, yeah.
I just would ask to get that when I'm interviewing someone else?
No, I'd like to. That's really nice.
Alright, so this book was written in 13 hours.
No! That's amazing!
Beginning to end.
Go.
13 hours. Alright, so I'm actually going to do this, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's from the cocktail book, and it's called Gifts in Little Boxes, and I'm not sure, because, you know, you're English, so you know what literature is.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I hope it classifies. Paper money in your hand means so much as you grow up. I have no abundance of such a resource. I have no money, so I give to you a devoted mother in the church of your life. Your proper upbringing is my religion. Your dreams are my belief. And the long hours at work with those co-workers are my prayer. With this work instead of money, my sweet baby. 4 quarters equal a dollar, but I have only 3. I can't give you a dollar for the vending machine. Soda in school to fit in with the cool group, but I give to you. Extra time after the 2 jobs, reading books to keep up with your schoolwork, an extra class at home to stay one step ahead of those who have tutors, an archaeologist digging through government programs, and red tape so your space camp this summer can be free. I give you a pillar to climb on, to kick in frustration, to stand on and not worry about it falling. Will this do as the last quarter? Will it be enough? I have no credit for the college loan, but I have a little hope left in the change jar. Looks like those parents turned into clothes and field trips, but if I hit my knees just one more time and arise with one more job, you can go to the state college, and with that scholarship, you can stay on campus. I'm married to the idea of your education. I will dress you in all the finery my hand can stitch. And you will parade down the aisles of the lecture room with all new books. You will hear every holy vow from the lecturer's lips and swear to remain on the pathway to success, never adulterating it with foolishness. I have no savings, but will a partner do? I have money, Mom, but will a phone call do? That's how I'm due at home with the kids. I have a job, Mom. We will have to make this. I have it all, Mom. But I can't give it to you. Take this change jar filled with the tears of the days that I forgot. The days you remember. The time that will pass with your absence. I will keep all your little gifts. If I can't tell this stone how much they meant.
That's so lovely. That's beautiful. It is beautiful. Yes, it is. So you're a mother.
No.
Because I was a I was a single parent, you know, with sons. And it's kind of my experience, you know, not having enough money and not having money to give them, you know, all the shoes with the trainers and the labels. And so we had to shop in charity shop really cheaply. To bring them up so that they don't mind that, you know, them. But yeah, so that was, it was a good poem.
And I'm
very new to the So you're coming to the UK soon, are you? You're coming to a poetry festival. How mm-hmm. when are you coming?
We'll be there July 28th. Uh-huh. Until then, we'll be at Manchester, and we're going to do a few poetry readings while we're there. I think we're booked on the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. We'll be doing poetry readings in the evening. And then on the 28th, we'll go to the literature festival, and we'll do a workshop in poetry reading.
Okay.
I hope you come.
Yeah, well, I'll try to. I've just written it down. I'll see if I can.
Are you in London?
I'm in Wales.
You're in Wales?
Yeah.
You're in a podcast from Wales. Yay!
Yeah. I'm on a hillside in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh, I'm gonna visit now.
Yeah, surrounded by sheep.
Yeah, definitely wanna visit. I was gonna go visit our friends, we were gonna go visit our friends in Ireland just to have that experience because they have sheep.
Beautiful in Ireland. Really lovely.
But we chose Manchester instead. I don't know why. I'm still
We have a visitor from the States over in the UK at the moment, don't we? Have you heard? Donald Trump is here, isn't he? Visiting the Prime Minister.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's here. Go on, sorry.
I don't pay attention to the news, so I don't know.
Yeah, so there's pride. All over the UK because Trump is here, so not very happy.
Are you guys in now in the soccer?
Well, I haven't. My partner's been watching it, but I'm not interested.
Okay. So, I mean, you have a great reason to rejoice as well. You're in soccer, so the World Cup. This works. Okay, you guys, we have seriously detoured. So I'm going to go with. Tell us where we can find online.
You can find me really easily. Just look up emergency poet because I'm the only emergency poet in the world. So you'll find. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, and there's a website, emergency poet website.
Okay, so she wrapped up for her. So it's my turn to wrap up for us. You guys, it has been awesome having the emergency poet here. She's made it into a psychology session about me, so I wasn't happy with that, but that's okay. But now this is ending with like, tell me more about me. And then the real person was like, honestly, this is her turn. It was an internal war. I'm going to write a poem about that. Anyways, you guys, you can find everything that the ladies are doing at andwethought.com. Remember that we will be heading out to the UK, so everything that we do there will be televised on Just Right and Life. I love saying that because Dave's not here, and she hates promoting our docu-series, but Just Right and Life will be on Amazon, so it's later this season. You guys, when you go to andwethought.com, go to the Ladies tab, go down to the middle, and please support the charities that we proudly support. They really need your help in time or good words of encouragement, whatever. That'll be great. And remember that wisdom is all around you. If you're open to finding it and accepting it. So love you guys from Winona and the narcissist Winona, also from Looking Jade. Bye-bye.